Today we're doing Brachos Daf Mem Tes Amud Aleph. We are three lines from the bottom on Daf Mem Ches Amud Beis. So today we're going to talk about the formation of the Brachos of Birchas HaMazon, what has to be said in the Brachos. If you skip a word of benching, are you Yotzei benching? So really it would probably depend which word. So we're going to talk about what's critical in benching and what's not critical in benching. So says the Gemara, Tanya, Rabbi Elazar Omar, Kol Shelo Omar, Eretz Chemda Tova Ruchava, the Birchas Eretz. Anyone who in the second bracha of benching does not say the phrase Eretz Chemda Tova Ruchava, Malchus Beis David Bonu Yerushalayim, or anyone who does not say Malchus Beis David, does not talk about Malchus Beis David in the bracha of Bonu Yerushalayim, the third bracha of benching, Lo Yatzi Yidei Chavasa. They are not Yotzi their Chiv of benching. What do you think that means? Midaraisa or Midarabana? They're not Yotzi their Chiv of benching. Probably Midarabana. Why? What? It's still the Chalav Esvat Avirachta. Give a Pashan Araya. When did Dinam Daraisa start? Moshe Rabbeinu, Har Sinai, right? Mentioning Malchus Beis David at that point probably would have been a major spoiler alert. Yishai and all the older sons would be why do we keep talking about David in benching?
Yeah, I know.
Okay, I'm not being serious. But the point is, though, it does seem like it means on a drabana level. Nachum HaZaken Omer, Tzarek Sheyizkar Bris. Nachum HaZaken says they have to mention Bris as well. Rashi says, Yizkar Bris. Why? This bracha is about Eretz Yisrael. Why do you have to mention Bris? Because Al Yedei Bris, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Avram Avinu Eretz Yisrael. It's through the Zuchus of the Bris. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Tzarek Sheyizkar Torah. You also have to mention Torah in the bracha that's about Eretz Yisrael. Why? Again, Rashi says, the Zuchus of Torah is the Zuchus with which we got Eretz Yisrael. Plimo Omer, Tzarek Sheyakdim Bris LaTorah. He says, I agree that you need to mention both Bris and Torah, but Bris has to come before Torah. Shazunitna b'shalosh brisos, shazunitna b'yivgimel brisos. Because Torah was only given with 3 brisos, but Mila was given with 13 brisos. What does it mean, Torah was only given with 3 brisos? What are the 3 brisos of Torah? So Rashi tells us the Torah was actually given to the Jewish people 3 times. We think of the big one. What was the big one? Har Sinai. But it was also Ol Moed, Arvus Moav, or Har Grizim Arevel, right? There were 3 times. How you count the 3 times is a little bit of a discussion. So that's that, right? Kadu Kiblua. I don't know. It's a new giving. It's a new Kabbalah. Okay. And Milas V'Yud Gimel Brisos. Rashi says on the top. Rashi writes B'Parshas Milas Shnitna Avram Avinu Him Ksuvim. I guess 13 times it says Bris in the Parshas Milas. Rabbi Abba Omer Tzorch Shiyomer BaHoda'a Tchila V'Sof. You also need to mention Hoda'a, like Nodelcha, at the beginning and at the end. Va'Poches Lo Yichos Me'Alef. But if you're going to do any less, you can't do any less than one. Minimally, you have to mention at least once. If you mention Oda'a less than once, then it's disgraceful. It's not nice. Remember these phrases. If someone concludes the second bracha of benching with the words Manchil Aratzos, what's Manchil Aratzos mean? Why would you conclude the second bracha of benching with that? Manchil Aratzos means God who gives us the land as an inheritance. So you would think that fits for Birchas Haaretz. Or Umoshia es Yisrael b'Bonu Yerushalayim, the Savior of Israel in Bonu Yerushalayim. Does that make sense for Bonu Yerushalayim? Yeah, Bonu Yerushalayim is about the rebuilding of Yerushalayim, and Moshia es Yisrael, Yeshua, comes with the Geula. It all makes sense. Harei ze bor. But if you say those things, that is, such a person is a bor. What's a bor? Right, an empty pit, yeah. Meaning it's not a compliment. Not a compliment. V'kol she'eino omer bris v'torah b'birchas ha'aretz. And anyone who doesn't say bris and Torah in birchas ha'aretz, u'malchus peis David b'bonu Yerushalayim, and anyone who leaves out malchus peis David from the bracha of bonu Yerushalayim, lo yatzai yedei chavasav. They have not fulfilled their chiyuv. So there we have the second time in the daf, in this amud, or the first one was on the last amud, the second time already we've seen, that you leave out these themes, you're not yotzei. There's the third time. Okay? So we had the same statement 3 times. Pligiba Abba Yossi ben Dustai v'Rabbanan. There is a machlokas between Abba Yossi ben Dustai and the Rabbanan. Chad Amar Atova Ametiv Tzricha Malchus. One says the bracha of Atova Ametiv requires Malchus. What does it mean when a bracha requires Malchus? Okay, Melech Olam. Right? Normally we talk about a bracha having Shem u'Malchus. There's Hashem, it's Shem, and okay, Melech Olam. Melech Olam is the Malchus. So the machlok is about the study and the rabbanan. Chadamar tova made tzricha malchus. Chadamar ain't tzricha malchus. One opinion says requires malchus. The other one says does not require malchus. Man diamar tzricha malchus. One that says it does require malchus. Kasav the rabbanan assumes that it's only midir rabbanan. Uman diamar ain't tzricha malchus. Kasav daraisa. The one that says does not require malchus holds that it's daraisa. Wait a second. Isn't that backwards? If something's daraisa, shouldn't it be more serious, a more robust bracha? What do you mean? Yeah, that's what I'm asking, right? You would think that Daraisa should get the Shema Malchus, and the Rabbanon shouldn't, but the Gemara says no. If it's Daraisa, it does not require Malchus. Why? Why is it that by the Daraisa... No, I'm not following you. So Rashi writes, because if it's Doraisa, then it's by definition a bracha smuch l'chavirta. And a bracha smuch l'chavirta doesn't require its own Shema Malchus, because it's part of a series of brachas. If it's Rabbanan, it's a new beginning. When you start a new bracha, a new beginning, it needs a Shema Malchus. So that's how Rashi understands the difference. So main point number one, machlokas whether Birchas Haaretz has Malchus depends on whether it's Daraisa or Draba. Hatova Meitiv. Sorry. For some reason I wrote Birchas Haaretz in my Gemara. Good catch. Is there anyone that holds Hatova Meitiv as Daraisa? Yeah, we had yesterday. We were dashing the pasuk. Good. So we had that. Do we paskin it's Daraisa?
No.
Okay. Says Gemara, Tan Rabbanan, Ma'u Chosim Bebinin Yerushalayim. How do you conclude the bracha of Bin Yerushalayim? Well, there's one thing we know. One thing we know at this point already is how not to be Chosim Bin Yerushalayim, at least if you don't want Chazal to laugh at you and call you a boor. Moshiach Yisrael. Better not be that, right? Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yudomer, Moshiach Yisrael. Come on, that was the one answer you weren't allowed to give. Moshiach Yisrael. Says more, Moshiach Yisrael in Binyan Yerushalayim lo. You're supposed to conclude the bracha with Moshiach Yisrael and not Binyan Yerushalayim? Ela'ema af Moshiach Yisrael. No, what he meant to say is, in addition to mentioning about Yerushalayim, you also mentioned Moshiach Yisrael. Rabbi Baruch Huna ikla the Beresh Kalusa. Rabbi Baruch Huna went to the Resh Kalusa. Pasach b'chada v'siyeim b'tarti. He opened the bracha. When he started the bracha, he didn't say, Rachem Hashem al Yisrael amecha v'al Yerushalayim yirecha. He only mentioned one of them. There are two themes that are going to be covered. There's Yisrael and Yerushalayim. He only mentioned one of them at the beginning of the bracha. But v'siyeim b'tarti. When he concluded the bracha, he mentioned Moshiach Yisrael and what? Bon Yerushalayim. Again, what are the two themes that are going to be covered in this bracha? Yisrael and Yerushalayim. So he only mentioned one of them at the beginning, but he mentioned both at the end. Amar Rav Chista Gvorta Lemechtam Betarti. You think it's like a show of strength to conclude a bracha with two themes? Vatanya, Rabbi Yomar Ein Chosman B'Shtayim. Rabbi says that you're dafka not allowed to do that. You never conclude a bracha with two themes. Kufa. Rabbi Omer, Ein Chosman B'Shtayim. We have on record. Rabbi says you're not chosim with two themes. Eisvei Levi the Rabbi. So Levi challenges Rabbi. Really? You never finish a bracha with two themes? What about this? Ala Aretz, the Ala Mazon. Aren't those two different things? The land, the food. Those are two things. Gemara's answer? Aretz de Mafka Mazon. It's one thing. It's the land that gives us food. It's the land that grows food. So it's not two separate themes. It's all about the land. It's just describing a quality of the land. Okay. Ala Aretz Yala Peros. But what are you going to do about that? Those are two things. Ala Aretz Yala Peros. So that you should be able to answer with your eyes closed at this point. It's obviously the land that gives us Peros. Eretz de Mafka Peros. Okay, what about the following one? Mekadesh Yisrael Vazmanim. That seems to be two things. What two things? Yisrael
and the Zmanim. So says Gemara, no, Yisrael dekatshinu the Zmanim. It's about the Jews who are Mekadesh the Zmanim. What does it mean that we are Mekadesh the Zmanim? We make time holy? How do we make time holy? Oh, we declare Yom Tov by declaring Rosh Chodesh. So since we declare the Yom Tov by declaring Rosh Chodesh, it's up to us when the Yom Tov we're going to fall out. What's not up to us?
Shabbos.
Shabbos is holy anyway. Shabbos is automatically holy. Kavua v'kaimu misheshes yimei breishes. Good. So why do I say Kiddush on Friday night? Shabbos is holy anyway. What do I need to be Makadesh Shabbos for? Ah, good. So sometimes there are things that are inherently holy, and still we have a mitzvah to be Makadesh them, even though they're already holy. It's a little counterintuitive. You would have imagined that something that's not holy, you have to be Makadesh to make it holy. But here's something that's, where else do you have this? You have this by a Bechor Behemah Tahara. Firstborn of a kosher animal has Kedushas Karba, right? But you have to declare it. But it's a Bechor. It's the only, it is, it already is. Yeah, but you still have a mitzvah to declare. You have Meiser Behemah. How do you give Meiser Behemah? Meiser Behemah. Good. You get all the animals that were born into your flock that year. You put them in a big corral. I guess that's the word for it. I don't know. Corral? Yeah? I'm not much of a farmer. You open up the gate and you let them out one at a time. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 for me and one for Hashem. Right? That's Ma'aser Behemah. So what if 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 you miscount, you say 9 again and then the 11th one you say 10. So the Mishnayos talk about this. They're both going to be holy. Why? Because one of them was actually the 10th, and one of them is the one you declared 10th. So you see from there very clearly that there are two sources of Kedusha. There's a source of Kedusha that's inherent, and there's a source of Kedusha where you declare the Kedusha. You're giving it the Kedusha. Shabbos we do both for. It has inherent Kedusha, and we declare Kedusha Shabbos. What? Shabbos and Oz, right. Yom Tov, we don't declare. We only declare. It's no inherent, it's only through us. When we're Mekadesh the Chodesh, and then again when we say Kiddush on.
Why does it ask, next question?
Yeah, I mean, why did I have to mention Peros after it already said Muslim? It's obvious, no?
So. Could imply,
I'm saying, but why would it be any different? It's obvious that it means that which it grows. So, Mekadesh Yisrael Rosh HaChodashim, isn't that two things? Says Gemara, no, Yisrael Dekatshin of the Rosh HaChodashim. The Jewish people who are Mekadesh Rosh Chodesh. Mekadesh HaShabbos V'Yisrael V'Hazmanim. How you can get out of that one? What's the Kasha?
You're saying we.
But Shabbos, you can't say, is Yisrael being Mekadesh? Because Shabbos, Hashem was Mekadesh. Says Gemara, you're right, Chutz Mizu. We never mention two themes at the end of the bracha, except for this one. This is an exception. There we do mention two things at the end of the bracha. Umayishna, why is it okay? Well, hacha chadihi hasam tarti, kol chadah v'chadah ba'api nafsha. Over here, we're blessing Hashem as the Mekadesh of Shabbos and of Yisrael. So it's all about Hashem being a Mekadesh. Even though it's about Hashem being Mekadesh, two different things, it's about Hashem as Mekadesh. But when we talk about, let's say, Moshiach Yisrael and Bone Yerushalayim, one is Hashem as a Moshiach, and the other one is Hashem as a Bone, as someone who's a builder, a savior and a builder. Those are two different things. But a Mekadesh, a sanctifier, that's one theme, even though we're highlighting that he sanctifies two different things. The time of my Einchos Mishnayim. What's the big deal? Why can't we conclude a bracha with two different themes? Lefi she'ein osin mitzvos chavilos chavilos, because we don't do mitzvos in bundles. Where do we ever have that concept? Ein osin mitzvos chavilos chavilos. What's the normal context for not doing mitzvos in bundles? I would think bundle up as many mitzvos as you can. You know, you only live so long. The Seder night, in the 10th parak of Pesachim. What are we talking about? Making Kiddush and Havdalah on the same coast. Einos and Mitzvos Chavilos Chavilos. Typically, Einos and Mitzvos Chavilos Chavilos means that we're not supposed to, but the Gemara deals with it, that we're not supposed to use the same Cheftza Shel Mitzvah for two different mitzvahs. You don't bundle two different mitzvahs on the same object. That's Enos and Mitzvahs Chavilus Chavilus. There is a Chiddush in Tosfos and Pesachim that we don't recite Hamotzi Lechem in Haaretz and Alach Hilas Matzah on the same matzah. We don't. The Hamotzi is on the Shalem, on the whole matzah, and the Alach Hilas Matzah is on the Prusa, on the broken piece. Because it's Lechem Oni, Ma Darko Shal Oni Beprusa. Because so Rav Yosef Tovelim is quoting Tosfos, Enos and Mitzvahs Chavilus Chavilus. That's Tosfos. So says the Gemara. So that's why we don't do two chasimos of the same bracha. So my haviyala, how do we paskin at the end? How are you supposed to say the bracha? Amar Rav Sheshes, pasach berachim alamcha Yisrael. If you start the bracha with rachim alamcha Yisrael, highlighting which of the two themes, Yisrael alamcha Yisrael, chosein b'moshia Yisrael. Then make sure that the ending of the bracha matches. That it ends with Moshe Yisrael. Pasach berachim al Yerushalayim. But if you start the bracha with which theme? Yerushalayim. Then chosein b'bonu Yerushalayim. Then you conclude it with Bonu Yerushalayim. Just make sure it matches. Rav Nachman Amar afilu pasach berachim al Yisrael chosein b'bonu Yerushalayim. No, even if you start with rachim al Yisrael, you can conclude with Bonu Yerushalayim. Mishum shenemar, Bonu Yerushalayim Hashem nidche Yisrael yichanes. When is Hashem the Bonu Yerushalayim? Bizman, Shenidcha Yisrael Yichanes. When he gathers together the Nidcha Yisrael. So you see that they're very much linked to each other. Main point number two, generally you cannot finish a bracha with two themes, except for which bracha? Mekadesh HaShabbos Yisrael Vazman. Good. When do you say Mekadesh HaShabbos Yisrael Vazman? Yantiv that falls on Shabbos. Exactly. When you say all the parentheses, you got to read all the parentheses. There's a rabbi from Atlanta, Georgia, Rabbi Emanuel Feldman, wrote an essay about Mrs. Cooperman's Shabbos, he called it. He said there was an old lady in his shul growing up, when he was growing up in Baltimore, and no one knew anything in the shul. There was an old lady, Mrs. Cooperman, and she used to read every word of the Siddur every single Shabbos, because she didn't know. So she would read like the Shemoneh Esrei Elinot straight down the page, with the special for Rosh Chodesh and Musaf and everything, every word. So when it came Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah, they said, oh, this benching is Mrs. Cooperman's benching. You have Ala Nisim and Ritzei, you have everything, everything. Okay. Amalei Rabbi Zeila Rav Chista. Nesim Avri Nisni. Rabbi Zeila said to Rav Chista, hey, why don't you come say a shir? Amalei Birchas Mezona Lo Gamina B'tunia Masnina. I don't even know how to bench. You want me to say a shir? So Amalei, my hi. So, well, that's a weird thing to say. What do you mean you don't know how to bench? I was once, when I was in, I guess, your age, a little bit older than some of you and same age as others, the equivalent of 12th grade, and we were applying to yeshivas in Eretz Yisrael, one of my friends came for a bechina to a yeshiva. I'm not going to say which yeshiva, and the person just said, "Say benching. Say the first bracha of benching my heart." My friend said, "What?" He said, "I'll tell you what. I'll say it." So the rabbi said the first bracha of benching. He said, "Which word did I skip?" So he was smart. The kid said, "I'm smartic. He skipped half of it."
Yes.
Okay. So. Amrle Maihai. So he said, well, what do you mean you don't know benching? What is that you don't know benching? You can't get into yeshiva without knowing benching. Amrle Dikhlai Lubei Reish Kalusa. He said, no, let me tell you the story. I went to the house of the Reish Kalusa, Ubrichi Berchas Masona, and I said, benching. Vizakvi Rav Sheshes Lekoya Le Kechavya. And Rav Sheshes stuck out his neck at me like a snake, a very threatening pose against me, like I did something terrible. Va'amai, well, why would Rav Sheshes do that? You know, we know Rav Sheshes to be, you know, a reasonable person. So, Zelo Amri, Lo Bris, Velo Torah, Velo Malchus. All I did was I skipped Bris, Torah, and Malchus from my benching. Well, Va'amai, Lo Amarta, why did you skip Bris, Torah, and Malchus from your benching? Well, Kid Rav Chanan Alam Rav, Dam Rav Chanan Alam Rav, Lo Amar Bris, Torah, Malchus, Yatza. Rav Chanan Alam Rav says, you don't have to, you're Yotze without it. Why? Bris, Lefisha, Eina Benashim. Bris doesn't apply to women, and women are chayiv in benching, and yet it doesn't make sense for them to talk about bris. Torah malchus v'shein lo benashim lo ba'avadim, and Torah and malchus doesn't apply to women, doesn't apply to avadim, and yet they bench. So it must be that they're not such important elements of benching. So he says, yeah, but you know why he was angry at you? Va'ad shafkid kol ani tanoi v'amaroi v'avad kirav. You went against all the tanoim and amaroim, and you go like Rav.
But don't we say Rav can argue on
What's his critique? Is his critique that you went like an Amora against the Tana? No. Shaftas kolhani tanoi ve'amorai. All the rest of the Tanaim and Amoraim on one side. Rav on the other side, you shouldn't pass him like a Das Yachid. Rav is allowed to have his Shita. Rav Shacht used to tell us, you know, everyone has their own Meshagasim. Not that this is a Meshagas, it's Rav Shita, but everyone has their own unique things. You're not a Meshugana just because you have a Shita. You know what a Meshugana is? Someone goes around collecting everyone else's unique Shita and, you know, making all the strange ones his. That's a Meshugana. But, you know, you just happen to have something, an unusual Shita. Why are you going collecting Rav's Shita? That's not yours. You should follow the majority. You have a halachic requirement. Apparently not. I don't know. Apparently not. So, main point number... Why was Rav Taka allowed to argue on Tanaim is what you said. Is Rav Tana who apologized? He was allowed to argue on Tanaim. But it doesn't mean that we should follow that. Main point number three, Rav holds that Bris, Torah, and Malchus don't need to be mentioned because they don't apply to women. But the majority opinion is that they have to be mentioned. Omar Rabba Barbar Chana Omar Rabbi Yochanan Hatov HaMetiv Tzricha Malchus. The Bracha of Hatov HaMetiv has to have Malchus in it. My Kamash Malon, what's the Chiddush? Kol Bracha Shein Ba Malchus Lo Shema Bracha. What? Your whole Chiddush is that a Bracha without Malchus is not a Bracha? Vam Rabbi Yochanan Chadazim. Rabbi Yochanan already told us that once, that a Bracha without Malchus is not a Bracha. So Omar Rabbi Zeira Lomar Shetzricha Shtei Malchios. No, in benching you gotta have two Malchios. Chadidida the Chad of the Bani Yerushalayim, one in Hatova Meitiv, and another one in Bani Yerushalayim. Says Gemara, well, then you don't really need two Ihachi Nimbayi Tlas. You should really need three Malchios. If it's not all about Hatova Meitiv, we're about saying how many Malchios you need in benching. Chad Dida, the Chad of the Bani Yerushalayim, the Chad of the Birchas Haaretz. All of them need Malchus. Ela Birchas Haaretz, my time alone. Why is it that Birchas Haaretz does not require Malchus? Mishum davila bracha smucha lechavrita. Birchas Haaretz doesn't require malchus because it comes on the heels of what? Of the first bracha, exactly. So it doesn't require its own malchus. Well, guess what? Bonu Yerushalayim comes on the heels of the second bracha. So it also shouldn't require malchus. Bonu Yerushalayim nami lo tibai davila bracha smucha lechavrita. Bonu Yerushalayim also shouldn't have malchus because it's also bracha smucha lechavrita. Bar Yishlaim does not require Malchus. Ela Aidi Dama Malchus Beis David Lav Orech Arid Lama Malchus Shmayim. But you know why it does? Even though it doesn't, in Hilchos Brachos, Bar Yishlaim does not require Malchus. But if in Bar Yishlaim we're going to talk about the Malchus Beis David, it's a chutzpah to talk about the Malchus Beis David and not mention Malchus Shmayim. We're talking about a human king and we're not going to mention the Malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So let's make that a main point. By Bar Yishlaim, because Bani Yerushalayim is Samach L'Chavrita, it shouldn't require Malchus, but it does, because it mentions Malchus based up. Rav Papa Amar, a different answer. He says, Ach Kamer, Tzricha Shtei Malchios Levar Midida. He means to say it requires two Malchios aside from its regular Malchus, aside from its Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam. Meaning you're supposed to mention in Hatova Meitiv, Elokeinu Bareinu Malkeinu. So you mention Malchus aside from the Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam. Yosef Rabbi Zera Acharei de Rav Gidl. Rav Zera was sitting behind Rav Gidl. The Yosef Rabbi Gidl came to Rav Hun. Rav Gidl was in front of Rav Hun. Yosef Kamer, and he was saying, Tav lo hizkir shel Shabbos. If you forget what? Ritzei. Omer, say the following. Baruch Shenasan Shabbosos L'Menucha L'Yamu Yisrael B'Ava L'Osu L'Bris Baruch Mekadish Shabbos. That's the magical way to fix skipping Ritzei. Amrle Manam Amra, who said that? Rav is the one that said that. That's what you say. Rav is the one that formulated that. Who's the one that told us about this? Rav Gidl told it, but it was in the name. Rav was the original.
Yeah, why didn't you mention? Didn't we say you have to?
Normally after the Yom Rav B'Shem Ramo. I don't know. Good question. Hadar Yasev v'ka'amar Tav lo hizkir shel yom tov. If you forget, yal v'yavo. Omer baruch shenasan yamim tovim li'amo Yisrael v'simcha l'zikaron baruch mekadesh Yisrael v'azmanim. Interesting. By Shabbos we didn't mention simcha, right? Shabbos osar l'menucha li'amo Yisrael v'yavo. Yom Tov is l'simcha l'zikara. There's a mitzvah of simchas Yom Tov. Is there a mitzvah of simchas Shabbos? It's a big discussion. Not so pashut that there's a mitzvah of simcha on Shabbos. We leave it out of the bracha. It's apparently not a major theme, at least. Baruch mekadosh shel vazman. Amalei man amra. Who's the one that formulated that? Rav. Hadu yasu v'kamar. He was then saying another time. Tov lo hiskur shel Rosh Chodesh. If you forget to say al v'yom Rosh Chodesh, Omer. Baruch shenasan rashi chadashim liamo Yisrael lizikarum. V'lo yadana I amar ba simcha ilo. First of all, we don't know if it should include simcha in that bracha or not. Ilo amar ba simcha. Second, I don't know I chasim ba ilo chasim ba. I don't know whether you should conclude it with mekadosh shel rashi chadashim or not. And also ididei derabe. I also don't know if this was his own thing or this was actually from Rav also. So the Rosh Chodesh one is a little sketchy. We're not sure about that substitution. So let's do the last main point. There are substitution brachos. When you forget Ritzei or Yalav Yavo. Let's leave it at that. When you forget Ritzei or Yalav Yavo. Okay.